نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah and it is the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. Our topic, as mentioned by Mawlana Waja by Qari Sahib, is Siratul Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we should know, when somebody asks us what is Islam, so our message is a message of radiance and effulgence, of nur. If somebody has to ask us who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Almighty Allah states Himself, Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the radiance, is the effulgence in the entire universe and creation. Look at the sun, look at the moon, look at the stars, and Almighty Allah gives a sample example. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَةِ. Allah just warns His servants with some examples and samples. 2 weeks ago was Hurricane Helene. Now they got Hurricane Milton. What is Milton? They're becoming Biltong there, you see. 3 million people flying here and there. They wanted to empty Gaza al-Mubarakah. Allah is emptying them. What a hurricane. Allah is showing, I am the only superpower. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Innahu qawiyyun aziz. Always understand that there is no might, there is no power except that of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. What was the message of the Master alayhi salatu salam? Surah to Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the radiance, effulgence, nur of Islam. That is the message of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the Quran Sharif? 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. Wa anzalna ilaykum nuram mubina. The entire Quran Sharif is nur. It's radiance and effulgence. O Muslim, O Muslima, who are you? Allah Himself states, فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened our hearts, our bosoms, so the nur has entered, the nur of hidayat. Mawlana read beautifully now, Qari Sahib read in Isha Salat, and then we heard the Qari Sahib reading the Qiraat. What are we begging? What is priority number one? اِهِدِنَا الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. What is this hidayat we are begging, petitioning, asking Almighty Allah every day? Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. Ya Allah, that enter, that nur must enter our inner recesses of our hearts. We are on park lights, then it must become dim lights, then bright lights, then intelligent lights, then fog lights. The nur of iman has to increase, be enhanced all the time. Then we will draw a distinction between haq and batil, between truth and falsehood. That is our message. And remember, Al-Imam Ghazali rahimahullah was asked that you are Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali Hujjatul Islam. What is the definition of nur? He said, al-zahiru li nafsihi wal-muzhir li ghayri. We all know now 200 days or so, alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah for all His bounties and favors. We're not having that problem, but you know previously, beginning of the year, last year and so forth, we had DC direct current, and then we had AC alternate current, and then we had ANC and no current. And you all know we had load shedding. So you took the candle, and with that candle you would ignite another candle. So we have the Iman, the Islam, the Nur. How many people have we shared the best? We have the best, we have to share it with the rest. That is our duty. So take Islam to one and all without being apologetic, without compromising. So how will we do that? When we study the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we study fiqh sira, the lessons to learn from the Mubarak Hayat al-Tayyibah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's start tonight. The topic will be three. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened prior to the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam? What happened during the birth Mubarak? What happened after that? And what rights, hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam ala hadhil ummah? What are the rights the Master alayhi salam has over us? So we should know all this. Jummah time tomorrow, inshallah, we will discuss wafatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, the demise of the Master alayhi salam, and what was the final message he gave to us, the ummah. Learn this term, O esteemed brothers, sisters, listeners, irhas. I-R-H-A-S. Irhas means extraordinary events that took place prior to the Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we know 55 days plus minus, we all know the surah, the fil, Ashabul Fil. And there was Abraha from Yemen, he came, and he was jealous, burning with rage and jealousy. You know, those of you who've been to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara for Hajj and Umrah, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majidul Aqsa and all our masajid. If you look even today between Muzdalifah and Mina, you will find there is a no man's land there. And meaning, when you come out of Muzdalifah, you're going to enter into Mina, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, M33M, that constitutes the Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. So between Muzdalifah and Mina, so that area is called Wadi Muhassar. He came with big, big white elephants. Allah forbid, with the intention to destroy the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Allah Jalla Wala used the small little birds. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. Tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil. Where all this happened? Between Muzdalifah and Mina, in that area there. That is Almighty Allah showing us irhas. Extraordinary events prior to the Mubarak Milad and honorable birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is explaining to the Sahaba subsequently, Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua and supplication of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He and his beloved son Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, rebuilt, reconstructed the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. What he did after that? He begged Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. He said, Ya Allah, this broken humble effort of ours, accept it. Father and son went 7 times round the Baytullah. Allah Jalla wa Ala made it compulsory upon us. You go for Umrah or Hajj, you must go 7 times round the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. On the radio, the non-Muslims ask the question sometimes, for what you Muslims go round and round the cube, the black cube? That's how they pose the question. So you can't tell them it's Quran and Sunnah, and so you have to think out of the box, you know. You have to give them logical answer. So I told them, you see, when your clothing gets dirty, you don't throw it away. You place it in a washing machine, and then it goes round and round and spins round and round and comes out white and clean. So the true Muslim and Muslimah, hadith in Tirmidhi, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, you perform 50 tawaf. One tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 round. So you go 350 times round the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladatuhu ummuhu. You come out so pure and cleansed and purified like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So ana da'watu Ibrahim. After that, what dua he made? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. Ya Allah Jalla wala, send the final messenger from here, from this valley. Biwadin ghayri zi zara'in. Never was a Nabi sent in that part of the world. Hijaz Muqaddas, Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Ta'if, you called it area Hijaz. Send the greatest and mightiest and final messenger from them, oh Ya Allah. Allah accepted the dua. Ana da'watu Ibrahim wa bushra Isa. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. I use sometimes the biblical term, English term, because there are non-Muslims listening also. Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. And the final messenger will come, Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, who was a Palestinian. He is telling the people, I am not the final messenger, I am the last messenger of the Israelites. But the final messenger, global messenger, international prophet and messenger, his name, nami, isme grami, honorable name will be, wa mubashiram bi rasuli yati min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. Chapter 61, verse number 6. His name will be Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His name will be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam means Allah is praising him, praising him, praising him all the time. And Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am praising Almighty Allah Jalla wala all the time, the best in the creation. So see the link there, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah is praising the most. And here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is praising Allah the most. So therefore, when we select names, we should choose such good names. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. You'll be called on the day of justice by your name and your biological father's name, hence you must choose good names. Open Mishkat Sharif Abu Dawud, you will find the hadith there. Take the poet of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. What he said? He said, when I read the poetry, for him, during the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam, they placed a mimbar, a pulpit there. You defend the honor and the dignity of the Master alayhi salam with your poetry and make jihad bil lisan. Make jihad with your tongue against the enemies and tell them who is the Master alayhi salam. Go open al-bidaya wa nihaya of Allama ibn Kathir and then you will find it there. So what he said, ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدي. He said, it's not my speech is going to elevate the Master alayhi salatu salam. My speech gets elevated by taking the name nami isme grami, the honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah already elevated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. So much we elevated your name nami, your mubarak name, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name, Allah's name is taken, then your name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan you hear every day, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, then ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Same thing in Iqama. When we were born, adhan Iqama was given in our ears. So it shows that already happened. But the more we going to read salawat, salutation, Durood Sharif, you heard so many times the word Durood, Durood, you brothers from Somalia and Malawi and here and there, you might be wondering what is this word Durood, Durood, and some of our Indian brothers also. Anything in life that is used, you must study the history, philology of it. What is the meaning of Durood? Is hadith, sahih hadith. In Ibn Majah, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Every day you must read salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon me sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the night of Jumu'ah, the day of Friday, you must increase the quantity upon me. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So what is the meaning of durood? It is a Persian word, and it means, Farsi word, it means you have a bumper crop. Many of you got farms here and so forth. So when you have a bumper crop, bumper harvest, you're going to sell it in minimum time for maximum profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. So what you're going to do? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read it. We receive the optimum, maximum reward from Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You know Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Some of you met Hazrat when he came in 81 to Stengurd. It was the last i'tikaf. 1982, first of Sha'ban, Wantaqala ila rahmatillah, he passed away in Madinah Munawwara. I saw, witnessed this with my own eyes. Cold winter's night in Madinah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only Thursday night, every night, the khuddam and the helpers would come, place the blanket and everything, clothing on top of Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and we would read Salat and Salam, Durood Sharif. For how long? 3 hours, 2.5 hours. How would he read? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He would read the whole Surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He would read the whole Surah Muddathir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal nabi. He would read the whole Surah Tahrim. So that was the ishq and the love he had for the Master alayhi salam. Allah blessed him. He passed away in Madinah Munawwara, buried in Baqi, and not buried in Baqi only, where the Sahaba, if you know Baqi, the whole graveyard, the cemetery, is very big. But the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, are buried in front, and we ordinary mortals, inshallah, we pass away there, we are buried on the back there. So our people are such, you know, when we used to go with groups and all that. But Allah's help, Allah took us many a time. So what happens is, they tell me, go front, make dua. So I said, okay. So I make dua, Ya Allah, humare hajj ko kabool farma, accept our hajj. They all make ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, accept our umrah, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, accept our ziyarat to Madinah Munawwara, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, amitna bil Madinah til Munawwara. Ya Allah, give us death in Madinah Munawwara. They all become Hanafis then. Not one person want to say Amin loudly. So I say, Bhai, who tell you? Kala, who tell you? The Bhai say, this pocket, there's dollar. They speak like the Arabs there, you know. The Arabs don't say dollar, they say dollar. And I pocket ma, I gajwa ma, there's a lot of riyals. I say, Kala, who tell you? Kala say, Marwanu che, we want to die, but Amreni, we don't want to die now. Bella to shopping karwanu che. That is our love for Medina Munawwara and all this kind of thing, you see. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, Allahumma zuqna shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah Jalla wala, grant me martyrdom in your path and let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It seems something that is, you know, a contradiction superficially, but Sayyidina Umar was a genius, remember. So he's performing Fajr Salat, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi came, the fire worship a non-Muslim with the dagger is dark, and he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It's the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah, and then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapsed. Istikhlaf took place, one imam fell, the other imam came in front of Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, continued with the salat and so forth. After 3-4 days he passed away. First Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, not only his dua got accepted, he's buried right next to the Master alayhi salam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Who can take these virtues away from them? Nobody. So brothers, come back to the topic we're speaking about, irhas. So these were the things that now I'm explaining to you, the hadith that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's bisharat, that tidings, wa ra'at ummi, and my beloved mother Sayyida Amina, she saw, wa ra'at ummi annahu kharaja minha nur, she would see the nur, radiance, effulgence emanating from her during her gestation and pregnancy. She is in Makkah Mukarrama, and lo and behold, she would see the nur of the Master alayhi salam prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there in Palestine and Syria and so forth. Open Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. So that is the message. We have to remove the darknesses and bring the nur of Islam to the people and attach that to their hearts and connect it to their hearts, inshallah. Now the time comes for the Master alayhi salatu salam, the greatest incident in human history. The original birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam is Monday. On that we are ijma consensus. It's the month of Rabiul Awwal. And remember what time. So for the greatest of Allah's creation, the greatest place, Makkah Mukarrama. What time, brothers, did the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take place? Everything we can mention, Qari Sahib read now Qasida Burda. For all of you who know Arabic, who know Urdu and so forth, I hope one of our ulama can translate it, our honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah. Those of you who know Urdu, Arabic is in two volumes. Durratul Farda, the commentary of Qasida Burda. And you will find these things there. So what Qari Sahib read now beautifully, you will find the explanation of every verse and so many other lessons. The exact time the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place was Subah Sadiq time. Fajr time is entering, Subah Kazib, the darkness is disappearing, the Noor is appearing, and Fajr time is starting 4:35 to 4:40. Between that time, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes the grand entry into this world already, my brothers. And what happens? That side, the jinnat, if you know Makkah Mukarram and so forth, go open Wafa ul Wafa and all that, you will find it there. So the jinnats are already there where you got Mu'alla. Our people, they pronounce wrong also. They say Mala, Mala. I ask them, I say, Mal of what? You know, so Makkah Mukarrama is like this, brothers. You know, so many things we have to teach you. See, this is Makkah. Makkah Mukarrama, you know the meaning of Makkah? Makkah means to crush us. Yeah, we all somebody, Mr. Millionaire, Mr. Billionaire, Mr. Trustee, Mr. Chairman, Mr. So and so. There we go, we Mr. Nobody. They just push you this way, that way. You talk too much, they just trip your toes also. You can't say anything. You know, it's tawaf and all that going on. That is Makkah to break us, remember that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So that must come in our hearts. The majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. So this is Makkah. It's at the slope. So where the graveyard is, you must remember Mu'allah. So that is on that slope. Therefore, if you go right inside and that, you will see where Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried in. It's the upper part. You see that? And then you come down, 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 where your hotels are. So that is called Misfala, the lower part of Makkah. So therefore, the graveyard is called Mu'alla and so forth. Subhanallah, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking place. The jinnat are already making announcement from there, from Mu'alla and that area. Akrim bi mawludin wa akrim bi walidi. Oh, you people, honor the father and honor the mawlud, the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak birth is taking place. Imagine, jinnat already celebrating and so happy they are. Nevertheless, it was the 20th year of April. There was no Islamic calendar. So 20th of April, and it was the year 571, Gregorian calendar and so forth, Monday morning. And between 4:35, 4:40, the honorable auspicious birth, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took place. What happened then immediately? It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So you must remember Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab, you know, Quran says, That is the spat to Jahannam. So he had a female slave, Tuwaiba. She even breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So Sayyida Halima Saadiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable mother, Hazrat Amina, and then we find Tuwaiba. They breastfed, they are the murdiat, and the ladies who breastfed the master alayhi salam. So she came running to say, baby Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is born, and so forth. The milad took place. Abu Lahab, with his index finger and some, he pointed to her, you brought such bishara, glad tidings, go from here, now you are free, I give you liberation, emancipation. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, Allah says he's gone to Jahannam, but Mondays. So little bit concession is given to him between his index finger and his thumb. So water trickles there. You did a good deed, at least when the Master alayhi salatu salam's milad Mubarak took place. So imagine, for that also he was rewarded. Rewarded meaning he still stays in Jahannam, but some concession at least he gets, and so forth. So therefore Allama Qastalani and them, they wrote in the commentary of Bukhari Sharif that we should learn all these type of lessons. Come forward then, what happens after that? So you must remember now who is going to breastfeed the Master alayhi salatu salam. So Allah says, Alam yajid ka yateeman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. The Master alayhi salam is yateem. Father passed away prior to the miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The household in property, in what me and you will call assets, is poor. Monetary money and so. So the murdiat, the ladies came, they said, this is yateem, we won't go there. Allah wanted to elevate Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha. She, her husband came, and the camel of theirs was also like, you know, it came out last like. Subhanallah, she took the master alayhi salatu salam, embraced the master, kissed the master. Now they must return. You, when you go for Umrah, those of you going now, I know our Haji, Joseph, you understand, Isa, our uncle Brownie, Allah reward him, reward our Haji Suleiman Yaqub and his son Mullah Muhammad and all of you. MashaAllah, you go out of your way to make my life very comfortable here. Rustenburg, you know. I only make one condition. I say, bah, me, I can't drive from there to here. You guys got so many potholes. How can I stay, you understand? So you must come fetch me, and then I'll do everything for you, inshallah. I tell my wife to come. She say, I can't come. You understood? She say, we go Durban, go Cape Town, go here by plane, is all right. Too many potholes and this type of thing. So, you know, it was New South Africa, it works and all. So anyway, so now, when they're returning, I was telling you, if you go for Umrah, then you must go to show your true love for the Master alayhi salatu salam. Then from Makkah, you go to Taif and you take your ihram with you. And you go visit Taif, where Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas is. Abdullah ibn Abbas is buried there. Where Masjid Adas is. Where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to give da'wat and invite the people. And they pelted the master, the blood mubarak of the master, the tears of the master, all that happened. And one person came, Adas, he brought water, he brought grapes and so forth. And he said that, drink this, Ya Rasul. He didn't know that time, you know, he was thinking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what's your name? He said, Adas. He said, from where you come? He said, Ninwa. Ninwa is there in Iraq, near Mosul. You all say Mosul, not Mosul, learn the Arabic terms. Not Gaza, Gaza, Mosul. So that, he said, my brother is there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. He got a shock. He kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salam. So that masjid where the incident took place is Masjid Adas. Today all is open, you must go. 1 hour drive. So when you come back, then you make Umrah from there, you go to Sail. Sail is the Miqat and so forth. So she took Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah, right there to Taif, and beyond Taif, there the Banu Saadiya, the Sa'd tribe was staying there and so forth. Therefore Halima Saadiya. What happens then? When she came, then she, her husband, bichara, they came like light last. Subhanallah, when they're returning, that camel Mubarak is beating everybody. So they asked them, did what, you have changed the markab? You have changed the camel? He said, no, the markab is the same. The rakib has changed. The Raqib is who? The Master alayhi salam is with us. The barakah of the Master alayhi salatu salam, already the people are seeing that the Master alayhi salam and our camel is moving like a bullet now, you see. So like Burak is going almost like, you know what I mean? So like that, the people now realize that there's something happening here. So we must know what is the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many other issues also, but let's carry on now. So we believe from the inner recesses of our heart that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the best of the best. I just give you 3-4 things quickly, because just now I'll forget. Qari sahab read now Surah An-Najmi. My brothers, if you want to study Isra and Mi'raj in Palestine, so you must study chapter 17 verse 1, the beginning of the 15 Supara, 15 Jews. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. So there Almighty Allah speaks of Isra, the miraculous nocturnal journey of the Master alayhi salatu salam from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa. If you want to study the Mi'raj, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey from the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock and so forth, after leading the Anbiya prophets in the Salat, the Master alayhi wa sallam was, he will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. So then the Mi'raj, physically, bodily, in the state of awakeness, Allah jalla wala took the Master alayhi salatu salam for Mi'raj. So Allah speaks of that in chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, verses 1 to 18, and Qari sahab read it beautifully. What is the message there of the Master? Tell us, O Almighty Jalla Wala, about the tongue Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. We're speaking about Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell us about the tongue Mubarak, Ya Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. His Mubarak tongue who not speak anything but was wahi and revelation sent to him by Almighty Allah. Tell us about the eyes Mubarak of the Master, Ya Allah. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. My eyes, your eyes, in TVH goes here, there, everywhere. So remember, the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not see wrong things, and always it was well focused and so forth. The heart Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُعَادُ مَا رَآ. Whatever the heart had seen, the Master alayhi salam had sight and insight, the heart Mubarak could see also. And then the people, they made propaganda, the Master alayhi salatu salam is suffering from this illness and epilepsy and all that, the non-Muslims. Allah jalla wala says, مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَىٰ. He was, he is, he will always be the most intelligent and the greatest of Allah's creation. And praising the Master alayhi salatu salam, they we find in Surah Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, chapter 68 verse 4. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your character is so exalted and sublime that you are a lesson to the entire humanity and posterity. So see how Allah praises. Me and you are married 15, 20 years, 30 years. Be honest. Tell somebody to go to your wife and she must speak honestly about me and you. That you give her blanket permission, speak everything, dukh, sukh, everything, prosperity, adversity, everything. Our whole history, geography will come out, and our biology will come out also. What you think? Huh? Allama Alusi Rahimahullah in Ruhul Ma'ani writes, people came to Mother Aisha, Siddiqa, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, kanat faqihatan muhadithatan adibatan. She was a muhaddisa, the greatest sheikha al-hadith. Sayyidah Abu Huraira radiallahu anha reported 5,374 ahadith through the different chains of transmission. That's the man. And women, Mother Aisha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhu, 2,210 ahadith. What a muhaddisa, scholar of hadith. Faqihatan, a jurist par excellence. And the Arabic language, she excelled in it. So the people, ladies, came, Ya Aisha Siddiqa, describe the Master alayhi salatu salam to us. This is mentioned by Allama Alusi, who was a Hanafi scholar. He wrote Ruhul Ma'ani there in Baghdad and so forth. And most of it he wrote Tahajjud time also. Nevertheless, so what he says, Mother Aisha describing, Lana shamsun walil afaqi shamsu. For us is the sun, S-U-N. Walil afaqi shamsu. And on the horizon you have a sun. وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ. But our sun is much superior and greater than the sun you see on the horizon. She made the claim. Now she's substantiating it. لَنَا شَمْسٌ وَلِلْآفَاقِ شَمْسُ وَشَمْسُنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن شَمْسِ السَّمَاءِ فَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْفَجْرِ. That tomorrow, around 20 to 6 or so, remember, is your sunrise here in Rustenburg. So the sun will rise when Fajr time expires. But our sun, وَشَمْسُنَا طَالِعٌ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاءِ. Even now after Isha time, the Noor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permeates the whole world. So you understood, my brothers? Who will ever give such a description of the Master alayhi salatu salam than Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha? So we need to know that who we are speaking about. Let's come to the other issues now, 5-6 issues. Number one, we all got Iman. We believe in the Master alayhi salatu salam. Two, Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to love the Master alayhi salam. How much love? La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhim yu walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. You will not be having a true Iman, complete Iman, perfect Iman, until I, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am more beloved to you than your parents, your children, and the entire human race put together. Our children will just cry this word, little bit, you just give them something. We know it's against the teaching of the Master alayhi salam. Our wife will just pull up her face and say, all right, take it. You understood? So we trample upon the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam. Kullun yadda'i bi hubbi layla wa layla la tuqirru bidak. Everybody used to tell Layla they love her, but Layla says nobody loves me, only my Majnun loves me. Today you ask the youngster, where is it Adnan? Who brought came with us? Adnan, you here? Where is Adnan? Oh, there is he there. So I told him, you see, Adnan, you must get married now, you see. So Adnan, this is a good story for you. I'm marketing you now. There's one nice Adnan here for you ladies, you see. And he's available here. He's a good guy. And he's our Haji Suleiman Yaqub's nephew, you see. I recommend him, inshallah. So there, you'll start getting proposals from tomorrow, inshallah. Once we put on the air, you'll get plenty, don't worry, inshallah. So Adnan, the story is for you. So now, when you just get married, so you ask, how's it? You say, I'm madly in love. You see, mad, even on the mad, they make a mad. So M-A-D and mad, both same spelling, you see that? I'm madly in love, like that. So people told Layla, we love you. He said, no one loves me, only Majnun loves me. He's madly in love with me. So they went to Majnun and they asked him, oh Majnun, how could you fall in love with this Layla? Her teeth are also not synchronized properly. Her sight also is a little bit squint. What he said? He said, Majnun, you need the eyes of Majnun to see the beauty of Layla. Tonight is Jumairat Rat. You go to your wife now after the lecture and dua and tell her, oh Poppy, oh darling, oh sweet pie and all that, oh honey, you the one. The more I look at you with my eyes, then your beauty is increasing. You will go for Mi'raj tonight. Make sure you come for Fajr Salah tomorrow morning. Jumairaji raat to bovandi raat aiba. We speak Mehman, Gujarati, everything speak up, mix up a little bit, make everybody happy, you see. Ethiopian and Somali Mafi, we don't know. You understand? So, it's fine? It's all right. As long as you understand. Hadith Tirmidhi, Ya Ahl Somal, Man ghassala wa ghtasala. So you must take ghusl and you must make others make ghusl. Imam Tirmidhi brought hadith. So ulama say, what is the meaning of the hadith? Thursday night, Friday, you have many courses, you know, 8 course, 9 course, then the 10 course, and the last course, intercourse. You got it? So you must remember these things. It's hadith and Tirmidhi. So let's carry on now. So the point I was making here is this. So we must study about Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the Sahaba. What they did.
Now take all these incidents. We're discussing Ishqul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salatu salam, now understand this word. Wudu is the actions. Wazu, no, hadith, no. Wazu is the water we use to perform the wudu. You got it? Wazu bifatil waw. Zabar on the waw is the water. And hudu with the dhamma is the actions. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, when the Master alayhi salatu salam occasionally perform hudu outside, the Sahaba are witnessing, and from the lungs Mubarak, now the water will drip down. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوئِهِ. They were on the verge of fighting with one another. We don't want this water Mubarak. They touched the Master alayhi salatu salam to even touch the ground. We want the water, and then they should rub it on their faces and body. If they would not allow the water, they touch the body of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the jasad athar, will they allow the Master to fall down? Go study Battle of Uhud, month of Shawwal, third year after Hijrah. The rumor spread that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is martyred. Allah forbid, it was a rumor. So obviously the morale of some sahaba became very weak. Some went this way, afratafri ho gayi, in Urdu we say. People went helter-skelter. But Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala, and he saw, he came to the Master alayhi salam, what is ta'zim and what is ishq? He came right in the thick of battle. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not let my back face you. You know, in our terminology, we say peat. We mustn't make peat. So that you must remember, I will not let my back face your jasad athar, your Mubarak body. He took his chest and covered the chest Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. I will be your human shield. No arrow must touch you. It must touch me. I will sacrifice my life for you, bi abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. Imagine love and ta'zim in the thick of battle. So that are sahaba. Oh mothers, sisters, today you know of Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. You children, you'll know, and youngsters, Messi. Messi has messed your life up for you. What good he did for you? He supports Israel unconditionally. Are we so messed up we don't even know what is right and wrong? Your mothers, sisters, take Hadith Tirmidhi, Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Umm Sulaym says, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to our house occasionally to rest Qaylula afternoon. So sometimes, you know, Madinah Munawwara, it goes to 15 degrees much summer, June, July, Kabina Bulai. You can't forget, it's so hot there, and it's cold by us, it's winter. So she says the perspiration Mubarak would emanate from the jasad athar of the Master alayhi salam. She said I should take small bottle, and then the perspiration would come into that bottle. One day Nabi alayhi salam woke up, what you doing, Ya Umm Sulaym? Said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, I am taking your perspiration and we use it and put in the bottle, and thus we mix with our normal itar, and it becomes the best itar and perfume in Madinah Munawwara. See the ladies. Children of Medina, what you speaking, my brothers? Learn the Arabic language, learn fiqh sirah, learn sirah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There must not be an action of the Master alayhi salam we don't know. The whole Hajjatul Wida, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu, all you ulama, all you students, all of you who know Arabic, is a book you must have. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Mohana Zakariya wrote this kitab in Arabic in 3 days, 3 nights. Hazrat Mohana Mutala Sab day in Chipata, when I went there, so then we spoke, and so I asked him, and he told me, you, when you come next time, you promised me you're going to stay here 3 days with me. So I said, gee, Hazrat, I'll stay. Then he came to drop me at the border. So the students were surprised. So he said, very seldom Hazrat does this. I say, I don't know his Hazrat, you know, Shafqat and Muhabbat. But before the next time I will go, Hazrat passed away, Rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaws. He said, Shaykhul Hadith wrote this kitab, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in 3 days, 3 nights. Whole kitab. And every action of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Umrah, Hajj, everything. Everything documented A to Z. See,
That is how we should know about the Master alayhi salatu salam. The Master alayhi salatu salam is coming with Thaniya's name, Surah 9 verse 40, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. Now they go out, Najjar, the carpenters. They used to live in the area of Quba. So they went out one day anticipating the Master will make the grand arrival. They came back, nothing happened. Second day, third day. Daughters of Medina went out and they want to sing, 4, 5, 6 years old. And they have the duf, the doof. Daughters play with duf, children play with duf. It's fine, it's permissible in Islam. Now they're making istiqbal, welcome. You know, we come other immortals, then you kiss us and you embrace us and you shake hands with us and so forth and so on. So when I say kiss, I don't mean the woman now. So people, they go with wrong ideas sometimes, you know. So you must remember, there are things, some other things here. So that's why I have to clarify things also. So anyway, so what they said, the daughters of Medina, نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ نَحْنُ جَوَارٍ مِّن بَنِ النَّجَّارِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ مُصْطَفَى صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. You left Makkah Mukarrama. You entering Medina Munawwara. يَا حَبَّذَا مُحَمَّدٌ مِّن جَارِ. How excellent today you, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. You have become our jar, our parosi, our mubarak name. We are prepared to give everything for you, Ya Rasulullah. See, Umm Sulaim, Umm Haram, our sisters. Umm Sulaim is the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu. He's 10 years old. People brought gifts, people brought presents. She had intelligence. Your mother's sisters. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son Anas. And he's 10 years old. Everybody could see he's very young. He's not bali, he's not mature. And then he will be your khadim. He will go run your errands, do this, do that. He stayed for 10 years. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So please with him, make dua for him. Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth. Give him barakah in his assets and material wealth and everything. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all more than 100. So Anas bin Malik, he passes away in the year 93 day in Basra. See, and then his wealth and his property, his farms, harvest, crops. We told you Durood Sharif just now. So remember, you should come twice a year, not once a year. Some ulama even wrote that not only twice a year, from dead crops and harvest, khushbu nikalti thi. There used to be a fragrance in that. So understand this, my brothers, the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Next one, ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To imitate, emulate the actions of the Master. Islam never teaches us to do things haphazardly. We enter the masjid now, how? Bismillah. Every day read it whenever you come to the masjid. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi gfirli dhunubi. Allahumma iftahli abwaaba rahmatik. You see, the masjid is place of barakah, of Allah's mercy, not place of virus and all that. Only shaitans will say that. So remember, you make intention of nafil i'tikaf and so forth and so on. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Chapter 3 verse 31, that if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. Not just follow up and down, mix up, no, immaculately. Yuhbibkum Allah, you will become the beloved of Allah. People can say what they want to, you don't have to worry about people. So yuhbibkum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So every action, now we're going to meet our wife, you just go there and start making a big noise in the no. As-salam qabla al-kalam. Your house must become a home. Your home must become Dar as-salam, a home of peace, tranquility. That when you look at your wife, you embrace her, you kiss her and so forth. And then tonight, tomorrow, you have a gift for her. So in that way, your house will become Dar as-salam, a peace, place of peace, tranquility. And when you make salam to one another, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam common amongst you. You will see Allah
special mercy and peace, tranquility will descend upon you. So every action, remember that. So this was just one example I gave. And it's a win-win situation. So ittiba'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ita'atun Nabi. Anyway, in the Quran you read, ati'ullah, then you will find a Rasul. Wa ati'ur Rasul. Qul ati'ullah wa Rasul. You won't find a single place in the Quran where obedience to Almighty Allah is mentioned and Rasul is not mentioned. Why? May yuti'ir Rasul faqad ata'allah. This refers to the speech Mubarak. Ittiba is for the actions. And ita'a is for the qawl and aqwal, the speech Mubarak of the Master. Alayhi salatu salam. We are Muslim so many years. We are born Muslim. We embrace Islam. How many of us even learn 10, 20, 30 ahadiths? How many of us? We should take it our honor. Every day we learn one hadith, one hadith, one hadith. And in that way there, when we were studying in Karachi, in second year, and that I learned 200-300 ahadiths already that day. Till now we're still learning. Last night I was learning there. Darul Zakariya, we go, we sit with the students. And I'm just telling you, you learn from the cradle to the grave, from the womb to the tomb, from the fountain to the mountain, from the mountain to the fountain. You got it? So this learning process must never stop. Every day you can't sit on your laurels and think of Hadi and think I'm a big sheikh. No. Every day I must learn something new. Hadith, Allama Sakhawi brought, in Maqasid Hasana, Manistawa Yawmahu Fawa Maqboon, whose 2 days are equal. You didn't learn something new, that's a wasted day in your life. How many hours we wasted? How many days we wasted? How many months and maybe years we wasted? Think, brothers, this is Sirat to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Last one, or second last one. Salawat, Durood Sharif upon the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. How many books have been written and so forth? Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 33, verse number 56. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab. Qadis have read from there. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadim mir rijalikum. Surah 33, verse 40. This is Surah 33, verse 56. Read the entire Quran Sharif, you won't find Allah Jalla Wala commanding me and you to do something. And Allah does something similar. You can't say same. Nothing. Besides salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah, verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa malaikatahu and his angels, yuswalluna ala Nabi. Yuswalluna means you feed the tajaddud all the time, all the time. Allah is sending special, special blessings, special, special favors upon him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels are making dua of rahmat and mercy for the Master alayhi salam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, you listeners, don't worry, I'm still alive, I didn't die, you understand, in Rastafari. Sometimes the radio go off little bit, they think this mota is gone now, you see, and this devil. We're still alive, alhamdulillah. Rustenburg, everything is fine, inshallah. So, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, 89 times Allah used this phrase. Every time Allah sabidil ikram with the cream to elevate us. Non-Muslims, Allah used the term once. Surah 66, verse 7, to humiliate and disgrace them. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhiru al-yawm. For day of justice, day of judgment, O you non-Muslim who are sane and mature, today is the day of justice, today is the day of judgment. No appeal court, no supreme court, no constitutional court. This is the divine court, the court of Allah. La ta'tadhiru al-yawm. No excuses accepted today. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You'll be punished according to your deeds and actions. Once only to humiliate them for those who are sane and mature. Children all go to Jannah, inshallah. So me and you 89 times to elevate us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Read. Allahumma swalli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. We read two commandments, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. So we say salat and salam upon you, O Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I went to Iran 2013, you know Iran is 90%, 80% Shia. Shia are not Muslims, obviously. They will claim a lot of things. Anyway, that's a separate topic. So there's many, many great things to visit there. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, the student of Imam Malik, the teacher of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he's buried in Ray. Tehran and Ray are twin cities. You can go the whole of Ray and look for Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani's grave Mubarak, you won't find. Unhone naam nishan ko khatam kar diya. They finished everything up, our signs and so forth. So anyway, so thus they made a big mazar and a mausoleum, because he was a big sha'ir and poet in the Farsi language, Persian, and in the Arabic language. Who? Hazrat Sheikh Sa'adi rahimahullah. You know, those of you who studied India, Pakistan, now yeah, they don't teach all that. Alhamdulillah. That Gulistan and Bustan and all that. So he was a master. But even the Shias accept that he was a Sunni, Sheikh Sa'adi rahimahullah. You see, when you are a poet, then you need inspiration, you need motivation to compose your poetry and so forth. When we were young, I'm still young, inshallah, I don't know. So this time, the people tell me, you're looking young. I say, yeah, bairi makebo meman saro kenjo deity, you understand? She gives me akni. So I told them, me, I want akni on Friday, you understand? Manjai want, when I see that akni, gold, gold color, you understand? To iman taza cheto, you understand? Now let me, before I come to Sheikh Sa'adi, let me make all of your memans. You all become memen. Ane istikhara karna, you see? So that. I will make all of your amendments now. Right. Read with me. You see, Karisa was shouting, all of you don't read. You just sit like this, summum bukmun. So, apne sab kuch jaga diya. So you must read, you see this dua. Read now with me. We make all of your amendments. Read. Allahumma yammin kitabi. You see, next week we're going to Durban, inshallah. Not Durban, Richards Bay, inshallah. So now you need boarding pass. Then they go in the plane. Is that, you all know that, right? So now we want to go to Jannah. So we want to go to Jannah. There's a prerequisite. You have to get the book of deeds where? In the right hand. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Ya Allah, give me my book of deeds in the right hand. If you get the book of deeds, the report, boarding pass in the right hand, then what you are? Chapter 90, Surah Balad, verse 18. Ulaika ashabul maymana. We all maymen, but they maymen tibia kina. We all became maymen or not? Who doesn't want to become a maymen? Pick up your hand. Pabati ke mehman gari gari ase kena. I told one to mehman guys, they came to meet me. I see what's tonight. But they can mehman gari gana. I told Haji Farid and them, you see, Hafiz Farid. So like this and so forth, you see. So mehman don't mean you must speak mehman. That will be added bonus. It means that we get the book of deeds in our right hand. Did you ask Allah? Allahumma yammin kitabi. So a big dua, we must learn that. Sheikh Sa'adi rahimahullah is a poet. Now he wants to praise the master alayhi salatu wasalam. So what he does, he starts writing. Balagal ula bikamalihi. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the highest of highest with his kamal, with his great qualities, and with everything, with else Allah ta'ala blessed him. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله. And what is handsomeness and beauty, he removed all the darknesses and so forth. Hassan bin Thabit, I told you about him when he was asked, oh Hassan, describe the beauty of the Master alayhi salam. What he said, وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. He said that no eye has seen seen any more, anybody more handsome than the Master alayhi salatu salam, and no woman has given birth to any child that more handsome than the Master alayhi salatu salam. Wa ahsana minka lam tarafattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talidin nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi. You are created free from every defect, ya Rasulullah. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi ka'annaka khuliqta kama tasha'u. It is as though as you structured yourself and you made yourself, ya Rasulullah. See how he prays, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he, Sheikh Saadi, is writing. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله. Every good quality in your sublime exalted character you possess, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the mind no more works, the pen stops. Now what? He fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, the Master alayhi salam came in his dream. Saadi, what happened? He said, ya Rasulullah, I don't know what to write. The Master alayhi salam told him, write, ya Saadi, Swallu alayhi wa alihi. So write salawat upon him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. What must I tell you, brothers, sisters, listeners? Imam Malik, Imam Daril Hijra, he was sitting in Madina Munawwara. Imam Malik never left Madina Munawwara. Ulida bil Madina, what wufiya bil Madina. He only left Madina once for 2-4 weeks maximum. To go to Madina, to go to Makkah from Madina, perform Hajj once, and then he came back. That's the only time he left Madina. He loved the Master alayhi salam so much. He loved Madina Munawwara so much. He would not walk with shoes in Madina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was love of Madina Munawwara. Imam Malik rahimahullah. So the Ansari, the Sahaba's children, grandchildren came, Muhajirin and the Ansar. So their children, grandchildren came. They asked Imam Malik, you the genius. Imam Tirmidhi brought the hadith also. People will come far and wide to come study in Medina by that alim who will be a'lamun nas in that time. So most ulama say, refers to Imam Malik. It's sahih hadith that's in Tirmidhi or that. So such a genius giant he was, Imam Malik. They asked him, the Muhajirin children, grandchildren, Ansar children, grandchildren, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So who does this R refer to? So the Muhajirin children, grandchildren, what say them? And the Ansar children, grandchildren, what say them? Everybody wants it like that. So see the genius Imam Malik was. He said, I read Quran cover to cover. And I read Surah 40. And in Surah 46, I found a verse. An-naru yuraduna alayha huduwa wa ashiya. That the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, you know, they're crazy people. So remember, he said, his God, divinity in the form of humanity and so forth. And people followed him and so forth. Allah forbid. So Allah says that he, day and night, is being punished. Now, as we speak, now. And then, on the day of justice, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْأَذَابِ. The Ali Fir'aun, everybody accepts. كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ فِرْعَوْن. Everybody who followed the Pharaoh will end up in the worst punishment in Jahannam. If Ali Fir'aun means kullu man ittaba Fir'aun, then Ahlul Nabi means kullu man ittaba Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a genius he was. So the Ansar also got happy, Muhajirin got happy, we ordinary mortals and sinners get happy. That if we follow the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa, inshaAllah, we become the Ahlul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa. Quickly, brothers, what should we do tonight? You know Surah Yusuf. Jealousy, you know how it is. People get jealous and so forth. So remember, the brothers, they didn't like him. He was a favorite of his father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So they took him and dumped him in a well. Then they went and sold him to the people, the caravan passing. All this in the Quran Sharif. Then they realized that now halat changes. Inqilab zamana. Now they are in drought and famine. They came to him, you know, for you to make you understand. They came with monopoly money, you see. They brought such money, nobody will accept. He said, please, king, ruler, have mercy on us. We don't have anything. Give us some charity. He looked at them and asked them at that time, what you did with Yusuf alayhi salam and Benjamin bin Yamin? They looked. Innaka lanta Yusuf, are you Yusuf? He said, yes, innama. How Allah changed it. You dumped me in the well, you sold me out, everything. But today Allah is making you beg me and so forth. So never mind, I forgive you. La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. So now they come to the father. Oh father, we were really terrible people. We made a terrible mistake. Forgive us. What Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam said? They told him on a Monday, Tuesday, whatever. He said, I will beg Allah for forgiveness. But you know when? So fa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Soon I will ask Allah. Soon, Thursday night, Friday morning, tahajjud time. 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I will beg Allah for your forgiveness. How many of us will wake up for fajr? How many of us will wake up for tahajjud? How many of us will beg Allah jalla wala? From time of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal mustaghfirina bil ashar, and then wa bil ashari hum yastaghfirun. The best time for istighfar is sehri time. So one, so tonight we read Surah Kahf if we can, otherwise tomorrow. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf laylat al-jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayna al-bayt al-atiq. You read Surah Kahf now, it's sahih hadith in Sunan Darimi. You read all Surah Kahf where you are, Rustenburg, Northwest, Plattenburg City or whatever you call it. So the belt or whatever you want to call, Marikana or whatever. From here, right till Baytullah, Allah will give you nur and bless you with radiance and effulgence. See, brothers. Akthiru min as-salati alayya. Read abundant durood sharif. Tonight, salawat ala nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya dakhil al-dar, salli ala nabiyy al-Mukhtar. Oh, you who enter the masjid, read salawat upon the master alayhi salatu wasalam. Death is inevitable. We all have to die. Today, tomorrow, whenever. Yesterday, I was there in Lens. I had to perform a janazah. I performed her nikah 35, 36 years ago, my cousin. And then yesterday was a janaza. So that is what life is all about. We have to go up and down, you see, the vicissitudes of life. So what Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnat al-qabr. Sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. Whosoever passes away on the night of Friday with Iman and Islam, the day of Friday, tomorrow till before sunset, waqahu Allahu min fitnat al-qabr, Allah jalla wala will protect you from the torment and punishment of the grave. Did we ever make dua one day in our life, my brothers? Ya Allah, give me death on a Friday, Ya Allah. Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, I give you this one and I'll conclude with Piran Peer. Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's kalam and then we'll make dua. Hazrat Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawwarallahu marqadizahu ustad, he gave me permission in hadith also. So Allah's fadl. So Ramadan 1999, the last 10 days, and it's Friday. He's reading Surah Yasin. Wahuwa sa'im, is fasting. And now when he reads Surah Yasin, he comes to the verse, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness, and Allah will give him a magnificent reward. And then one taqala, he drops.
Friday, last 10 days of Ramadan, whilst reading Surah Yasin, Fazilatul Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, leaves this world. This is 23rd, 24th of Ramadan, around there. I am in Makkah Mukarrama. We used to go with Allah's help. So we still will go, inshallah. We need to get rid of MBS first, you understand? And then all the shaitan business. Anyway, so then 27th night, the haram is packed, over 2 million people. My place which I got on the 27th night, the place where you perform tawaf is called mataf. The place where you make sa'i is called mas'a. So I was there, and they announced after Isha, Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, he was very close to Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi. They announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza Ghaiban ala Samahati Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi. 2 million plus people here in Makkah, 1 million plus people going to read Salatul Janaza for the Indian Maulana and Sheikh. And we read Salatul Janaza. Imagine. So I started crying, you know. Ya Allah, what honor you gave this man. That one Arab asked me, who is this person? So I told him, Alimun Fadilun Filihin, the giant of a scholar in India, and so forth. You see, brothers, now go read his life. How come Abu al-Hasan Nadwi got such a high rank? He won prizes from Brunei, and he won prizes from Saudi and Emirates and Jordan. I gave him this masjid, I can tell you, Allah, he never used $1 for himself. Dunya ko laat maar diya. He kicked the dunya away, and he embraced the love of Allah. He embraced the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What the death Allah gave on a Friday, Ramadan. Salatul janaza there. If you go read his biography, you see now one thing will lead to what and what. The people, you understood, good energy. I'm not asking for your tijuriki. Hadith Suleiman is our special person. See, he took out the key with a sharpshooter. So if you got the key of the Kaaba, you know, when you go Durban South Coast, so there's Ispingo and Port Shepstone and all, then you have the sardine rush, you know. So seen, you know that, yeah. So you studied that side. So sardine rush, you must remember. So the person who has the keys of the Kaaba, he's called sardine. Not because you got fish or something. So you must remember, seen Alif Dal Noon. So they, the Banu Shaiba family, from the 8th year of the Hijra till now. Nabi alayhi salam told them, take this key. Khalidatan, Khalidatan, is for you. Anybody comes to take it, Allah will crush it. Everybody fears. So alhamdulillah, we went inside the Kaaba or the Tibur, with Allah's help and so forth. So that time, that person was a sardine, his name was Abdul Qadir. Big, fat guy like this. They had to put like a big bench, you put the chair, you break the chair. So, everybody wanted to kiss him. I said, I'll see him afterwards. I'm up to Qadir myself. You'll meet him. So I met him afterwards. Anyway, so they took Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi. They by the Kaaba. They were going to open. They told him, Ya Fadilat al-Sheikh, you're such a great scholar. It doesn't behove us that we open the Kaaba and walk inside. You open the Kaaba first and you walk inside, then we will walk behind you. These are the giants, my brothers. Understand these things here. Who was Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Nadwi? Friday and also. Make that dua. Allah give us death like that, inshallah. Second one, we end with this. Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, in Ghunyatul Talibin. Wonderful poetry. Oh, Kalam Muqaffa, Kalam with rhyming, he read. And a lesson for us. وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنْ And make dua for our Mawlana Mansur al-Haq also, you know. He's our colleague, we taught together. In Darulum also, his son sent us a message that he's sick and ill, you know, and there by his daughter's place. He'll come back next week or sometime. Allah give him shifa also. So, remember that Sheikh Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, wrote in Ghunyatul Talibin, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ How many kafan are washed every day? But where are me and you? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ We busy in a market, in a mall. Hello, Paisa. How's the dollar doing today? How's the rupiah doing today? How's the euro doing today? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ
humne kafan awash wa sahibu bisuq mashghul wa kam min qabrin mahfur. How many graves are being dug? Yesterday we went to lands. I was surprised, first time in my life, I'm there 24 years now this year, with Allah's help. They told us, take all your cars, don't leave any car here after Janazah Salat, and we have to go to the new section. So I'm wondering, what are they talking about? So anyway, I jumped in my car and I started following. First time I see, we got a whole new section there to bury, you see, there in Lanesia. So many people are passing away. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the people, remember, are getting deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. That today my son just got, you understand, promotion. My daughter just got fixed. But nakki kariyasi, we sorted it out. And then next year is the nikah, or this year is the nikah. And I just bought my new BMW Adnan. I'm going to go to my wife and be my wife, BMW. Free money worth also, you see. Because sometimes they want the same time, you see. So remember this thing. So the occasion of joy and happiness, they deceive us. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person smiling today? We are healthy and we are mobile and the business is flourishing. Wife looks smarter by the day. Children are excelling in their studies. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ عَالِكُ. And he just went, met up in an accident, and his history is gone. So my brothers, that is the reality of life. So it's in our own interest. Spread, learn Islam, practice Islam, propagate Islam, speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never feel shy, and emulate and imitate the Master alayhi salatu salam. And inshallah tomorrow, Jummah 12 to 12:30, we will speak about, you must remember, wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the demise of the Master. Fajr Weviyaji. For that time we'll be in Masjid Abrar. Salat day is 5:15, so then we'll give you some advices. We got 4 or 5 minutes left, inshallah. I'm tired now, so let's make dua. Brothers, I appeal to you, mothers, sisters, all, before you go and sleep, Allah alone knows, we'll wake up. When we wake up, you know how we are. Read 2 rakat salat tonight and make dua for Gaza, make dua for Palestine, make dua for people of Lebanon, make dua for the Ummah. See what is happening. But Allah is showing America. In one split second, I will demolish you and decimate you. So remember, they're giving everything. They gave their children, they gave their houses, they gave everything. And what they said, my brothers, my sisters, my listeners, they said, Mirroh, Middam, Nabdika, Yaksa. Aksa, you must never fall. We will fall, it's fine. We will give our ruh, our soul, our blood, we will give for you, Aksa. Who way you get people like this? The unintended consequences are, wallahi, I'm in this masjid, over 100,000 people in this 1 year have embraced Islam in Europe, America, different parts of the world, by just looking at the videos and images coming out from Gaza. Their children are dying and they say, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ana. When the martyrs pass away, this is hadith, it's academic discussion. For the martyrs like this, there's no ghusl, there's no salatul janazah. That is the verdict of the Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis. Hanafis say there's no ghusl, but there is janazah. That's academic. So remember, they bury them, and then the fragrance emanates from there. What is Gaza? Madinatul Shuhada, Madinatul Hufaz. Every family had a hafiz. Understand? That's why when they have Quran, they fear none except Almighty Allah. And you know our leader, وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ. Ismail Haniya used to say, لَنَّ أَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. Oh Israel, I'm declaring to you, we will never ever recognize you. Our job is إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ إِمَّا الزَّفَرُ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَةُ. Either we go for success and we'll be victorious, will defeat you, or either we drink and we cup, we take and embrace martyrdom. They showed the world what is life. Yahya Sinwar, our leader now. Wama adraka man Yahya. Do you even know who's Yahya Sinwar? He spent 22 years in the jail of Israel, 4 years in solitary confinement. He memorized and he learned the whole Hebrew language, and he built the best tunnels in the world. They look for him everywhere, they can't find him. Did you make dua for him? Make dua for Gaza. So I beg you, brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read 2 rakat salat, read 1 yaseen, read something, and leave the TV and all the shaitan for tonight at least, and say, Ya Allah, these children of ours, they come, they face this army who got grenades and guns, and they tell the jutlas and jutlis and the shaitans, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember Jutlas, the battle of Khaybar, on the month, in the 7th year of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, Sayyidina Ali Haydar Qarrar radiyallahu anhu warda was given the banner and the flag mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And then he became the one who played the most prominent role and earned the title of Fatih Khaybar. So they're reminding them of their defeat. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. And they got firm conviction, victory is theirs, because Quran said so. Surah 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104, Allah spoke of the Americans, Allah spoke of the Europeans, Allah spoke of the enemies of Islam. Chapter 17, verse 104, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفَا. When the final promise comes, we enter in the final stage now. So this is a muqaddama, the introduction coming towards Qiyamah and everything. So we will bring you 60 armies, 70 armies. Their soldiers are there. We must decimate Hamas. We must finish up the Palestinians. So we brought them there, so they become easy targets for us. And the other side, for the Muslim, chapter 17, verse number 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. You see, the words are the same. What will the true Muslim army do? The Ahlu Sunnah do? لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوَكُمْ. Eh, Jutlas, even this lecture they're recording. Every lecture of mine they record. Lot of people record lot of things, alhamdulillah. We're very happy, we're honored. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوَكُمْ. The Muslim army, they will disfigure your faces, Jutlas. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. Your Uncle Sam and your veto, nothing will help. Allah will crush them to pieces. You got it, brothers? So victory is ours. So you must have this. What did I do for Aqsa? What did I do for Palestine? What did I do for our Mujahideen? Manimam, at least cry. Thank Almighty Allah. We'll do, inshallah. So come and make short dua. I'm tired, you're tired. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين الملؤونين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكي وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يوجدونك يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اشدد وتك عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاد منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 Whenever you make dua, say Ameen yourself also. It means, Ya Allah, accept this broken dua, humble dua of ours. Allah be with you.